USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking today at the White House, President Trump updates us on the latest trade negotiations with China.
We'll see what happens. I can only say that the talks with China on trade have gone very, very well. In the meantime, our economy is very strong. We're doing well. I don't know if you noticed, but deficits seem to be coming down. And last month it was reported, and everybody was surprised, but I wasn't surprised. We're taking in a lot of money coming into our treasury from tariffs, from various things, including the steel dumping. And our steel companies are doing really well, aluminum companies also.
The president also signs a directive to establish a U.S. Space Force. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her first appearance at a Supreme Court hearing following her cancer in December. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had been working from home while she recovers from the operation. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us, and that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
After months of deliberation, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced he's running for president in 2020. Sanders joined CBS this morning and was asked about the fact that there was sexual harassment inside his 2016 presidential campaign.
I learned that was true. And it breaks my heart. And, you know, our campaign kind of exploded. We went from a few people to a lot of people. And I will be very honest in telling you that, in retrospect, some of the people that were hired should not have been hired. And some women went through experiences that they should not have.
After traveling to Syria and joining ISIS, an American woman says she wants to return to the States. In an interview with The Garden, the woman says she deeply regrets her decision and she was captured by Kurdish forces and is now in a refugee camp in northern Syria with her 18-month-old son. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 8 points, NASDAQ up 14, and S&P rose 4. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As people look into the Green New Deal that the Senate expects to vote on sometime after they get back from their recess, we're starting to see some of the consequences that folks would have. Now, one of those would be that you would have to change all the light bulbs in buildings to meet the standards, and some people are saying that could cost right around $2,000. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, and she says $2,000 for a light bulb, that's about what we can expect.
Just to screw in a light bulb, $2,000 an apartment. And listen, this is probably a pretty modest estimate if you look at the rest of the Green New Deal, which really calls for getting rid of all of our energy infrastructure and replacing it with greening infrastructure. And, you know, we have an example for this. President Obama's stimulus plan in 2009 created a lot of incentives to try and green up federal buildings. And what we saw was exorbitant costs and not a lot to show for it. I mean, look, perfect examples in California. The fact that the high-speed rail was just canceled after 10 years of delay and absolutely no rails being put into the ground shows you exactly how efficient some of these federal regulations are when they come to building new infrastructure.
Dupler was speaking there on Fox News. Former Seattle Seahawks player T.J. Cunningham has died. He was fatally shot in the parking lot over a dispute in Aurora, Colorado on Monday. Cunningham was 46 years old and assistant principal for the Aurora Public Schools. The suspect is being held on first-degree murder charges. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.